Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Lachlan and Haley with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. Brisbane's most dangerous bicycle stretch is set to be transformed. Early work has begun to install a separate bikeway along a notorious cycling stretch on Sylvan Road in Toowong. However, the project won't be finished for at least 2 years. Sylvan Road has acted as a link between the off-road bicentennial and Western Free Bikeways. This stretch, which sees more than 1,100 cycling and e-scooter trips, has been named the most unsafe spot to ride in the latest Bike Sport report. There is currently no physical separation between cyclists and vehicles on the 1.2-kilometre road, which causes troubles and conflicts at intersections.
The Gold Coast has become the latest target of a spree of real estate developments by the Trump family as conversations are underway on the possible construction of a Trump Tower along the beachfront of Surfers Paradise. The plot selected for construction lies along the main esplanade, and from early visualizations will have a massive golden Trump face on the front of it. Liberal MP Zoe McKenzie has encouraged the investment and has even suggested the Trump family expand their development ambitions and has said, I quote, "I wouldn't want him to stop at just that site, because we've got a couple of islands that could be Trump Island." In national news, in an update on federal discussions of hate laws, coalition frontbencher Ross Kedell has stated that he accepts the possibility of being deposed after crossing the floor with Nationals colleagues last night. Kedell and two other members, Bridget McKenzie and Susan McDonald, voted against the shadow cabinet position, splitting the Liberals and Nationals and disturbing conventions of cabinet solidarity. The members' positions in the ministry has now been called into doubt, as opposition leader Sussan Ley has historically shown strong insistence on enforcing cabinet solidarity. Kedell has said he is prepared to take the consequences and that he has done what he thought has merits.
A coal plant in Eraring, New South Wales, is scheduled for closure for 2027, but has been delayed by 2 years. Origin Energy made the decision due to concerns about meeting customers' energy demands. The New South Wales Environment Minister, Penny Sharp, and the Mining and Energy Union both stated they support the decision as it gives time for workers to transition to alternative employment. An RBC market analyst has posited that the decision is a result from delays on the rollout of renewable energy options across Australia. In international news, Ukraine's anti-corruption investigators have charged a Ukrainian ex-prime minister, Yulia Tymoshenko, with bribing members of parliament and lawmakers for votes for and against laws. The investigators searched Tymoshenko's Batkivshina, sorry Ukrainian listeners, party headquarters, uncovering and publishing a recording revealing a discussion between Tymoshenko and a servant of the peace involving bribes of up to $10,000. The charges follow a tumultuous history of two separate terms as Prime Minister, three failed presidential campaigns including the 2019 election in which President Volodymyr Zelensky was elected, after which she pivoted to a socially conservative position, being described as a Ukrainian Trumpist.
A commuter train has derailed near Barcelona, leaving one dead and 15 injured, only 2 days after the tragic Ademuz high-speed train crash that killed more than 40 people. Authorities report that a containment wall fell onto tracks due to heavy rainfall. The incident comes in the national three-day mourning period of Sunday's derailment in southern Spain, which remains under investigation. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with some light winds. It's currently 27 degrees with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 13, which is in the extreme band.
And that's all for your news at 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or catch up with 4ZZZ.org.au.